First, at 6 minutes past eight, the Chief Constable of Lincolnshire Police will not have his contract renewed next month. Neil Rhodes was suspended by Police and Crime Commissioner Alan Hardwick in February. Yesterday, a High Court judge said that decision was irrational and perverse. Although Mr. Rhodes has returned to his post, it is only a temporary appointment, and Mr. Hardwick says he will go back to being Deputy Chief Constable. Alec Wood will take over the role of temporary Chief Constable on Monday. The Police and Crime Commissioner, Alan Hardwick, spoke to us when he returned to Lincolnshire from court in Manchester. Here's what he said.
Whatever the outcome of the court case, at least, you know, you stood up for what you thought on behalf of the people of Lincolnshire was the right thing to do. Now, a judge has disagreed with that, but it doesn't alter the fact that, you know, I haven't wavered. And nor will I ever do. Nor will I be afraid to do things in the future. If I think they are for the good of the people of Lincolnshire, I will not be looking over my shoulder thinking a judge is going to take me on again. However, I do fear for other police and crime commissioners who will watch reports of this and they'll think, oh, the PCC in Lincolnshire got a bloody nose, and they'll be looking over their shoulders and be afraid to make decisions. It's certainly going to curtail the independence, and I don't say that in a political sense, of police and crime commissioners as representatives of the people, if they think every decision they make that could even remotely be controversial, and I'm not here referring to the decision that I made, I'm talking generally, is going to actually be decided by a court.
But surely there has to be somebody higher than a police and crime commissioner who can take them to account.
I have absolutely no qualms at all. I have no argument at all that anyone is entitled to take anyone else to court. There's just no two ways about it, or to complain to the Home Secretary. But at the end of the day, a police and crime commissioner is an elected individual and has a mandate. It's not a job, it's a mandate. And that, to me, that trumps a job every time. If you have a mandate, in my case, I represent 800,000 people in Lincolnshire. That's rather special.
Shouldn't you have been more transparent about the reasons for this suspension in the first place?
What could be more transparent than a public court? I am open and I am transparent. A court is probably the most open and transparent, and quite rightly, place that you could find. I've not tried to dodge any of the issues. At no time have I said, I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to do this or that or the other. I've taken it on the chin. This is the court's decision. I will.